Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for autumn 2018 and is presented to you by readers Jenny, Madeline and Joyce, and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. Topics in this issue include: don't miss your flu vaccination, council acts to deliver much needed homes, Eastleigh Borough local plan, Eastleigh Business Conference, and Lakeside Centre wins International Environmental Award. Now here is Madeline with the first item.
Itchen Valley Country Park opens the doors to its new woodland cafe. This summer, our 440-acre site Itchen Valley Country Park opened the doors to its new woodland cafe, indoor woodland play area and visitor information area. Adding to its rich offering of walking, cycling and play trails, Forest School, run by Youth Options, barbecue and picnic areas, and the adrenaline-fueled, award-winning treetop adventure, Go Ape. Located in West End on Allington Lane, and Green Flag Award winner for the 10th year running, Itchen Valley Country Park offers the perfect space to spend time with family, friends and nature. The existing Highwood Barn, with its impressive vaulted beam ceiling, has been opened up to create a light and bright home for the new woodland cafe. It serves a range of hot drinks, cakes, light bites and lunches, and offers seating for up to 40 people. The cafe team have been busy gathering customer feedback so that the current menu can be expanded to cater for all tastes ready for the autumn. This will include new vegan dishes and other healthy options. Adjoining the cafe, young families can enjoy a new interactive woodland-themed play area, designed and created by a local sculptor. Named The Holt, after an otter den, the new space incorporates beautiful wooden-carved animals, reflecting the range of species that make Itchen Valley Country Park their home. It is perfect for children aged 6 and under, who can explore this magical and interactive play area, whatever the weather. Cabinet Lead for Regeneration, Councillor Ian Corbyn, said, "This is another great example of the council investing in its community facilities, and I am sure visitors to the park will really like the new cafe and children's play area." The new visitor information point is also located within the cafe. Our country park team are on hand to answer questions and talk to visitors about the park and its varied programme of events, with festive willow workshops and bats and burgers already dates for the autumn diary. Further information can be found at website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP.
Waste and recycling. Please drive carefully around bin lorries. The council is taking to the streets to appeal to motorists to drive carefully around bin lorries. A new refuse collection vehicle is carrying the road safety message to try to reduce incidents of thoughtless driving, or even road rage, that Eastleigh's refuse collectors witness as part of their day-to-day work. Examples include drivers mounting curbs to go round bin lorries, threats and verbal abuse to collectors and drivers repeatedly sounding their horns, motorists driving close to waste collectors at high speed, and even bins being clipped by cars and vans while being wheeled by collectors. Drivers are being asked to remember a few key facts. Waste collection vehicles do make room for cars to pass wherever possible. Bin rounds are designed to be carried out quickly and efficiently, which means that pulling to one side of the road isn't always an option. Major commuting routes are cleared before they get busy. Waste collections follow a set weekly pattern, which allows local drivers to plan their journeys, and mounting the pavement isn't just illegal, it's also very dangerous and puts pedestrians at risk, especially at rush hour. It's worth bearing in mind that the council's newer bin lorries carry 360-degree CCTV, and footage could be used as evidence in a prosecution for a motoring or other offence. Sign up for 6 months' Garden Waste from the 1st of October 2018 to the 31st of March 2019. Join our successful Garden Waste scheme for 6 months and let us dispose of all those autumn leaves, saving you time and money. Over 18,200 households have already signed up to one of the fastest-growing wheeled bin services in the county. Benefiting from the convenience of having their garden waste collected every fortnight from their curbside. Benefits of the scheme include fortnightly collection from the curbside, saves time and money, no more queuing at the recycling centre, wheeled bin, easy to move around the garden, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle. The cost of a bin for 6 months is just £27.50. To find out how you can join Eastleigh's Garden Waste Service, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/garden-waste, all one word, or phone 023 8068 8440.
Join the 1,000-plus businesses currently using council services. Did you know that in addition to the wide range of services the council provides for residents, we also have services to support local businesses? More than 1,000 local companies across the borough, from small firms to major brands, take advantage of high quality, competitively priced services, including waste collection and recycling, manual and mechanical sweeping and litter clearance, grounds maintenance, MOTs for light commercial vehicles, pest control and tree services. Over the years, the council's direct services teams have built a strong reputation for employing local people in the delivery of high quality and responsive services to the commercial sector. Pricing is competitive with no hidden extras, and work is fully certificated, complying with all the relevant legislation and regulations. Because Eastleigh Borough Council is a not-for-profit organisation, all the income generated is reinvested into providing and improving services for local people. Find out more from the website eastleigh.gov.uk/business. Truly independent MOT testing. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent MOT testing service? Eastleigh Borough Council's experienced team of professional mechanics test around 2,000 vehicles every year. We don't offer a repairs service. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. But we offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. Book online at website eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking, all one word.
Healthy communities. Don't miss your flu vaccination. Local people are being urged to have their flu vaccination to protect adults and children at risk of flu and its complications. A new booster vaccine is being made available for all those aged 65 and over, which should provide more effective protection than the current vaccines. The NHS is also making available a new vaccine, which is currently used for all children under 18 years of age, and all adults in the at-risk group aged between 16 and 64 years. Flu can be unpleasant, but if you are otherwise healthy, it will usually clear up on its own within a week. However, flu can be more severe for certain people, such as those aged 65 and over, pregnant women, children and adults with an underlying health condition, such as a long-term heart or respiratory disease, and children and adults with weakened immune systems. Anyone in these at-risk groups is more likely to develop potentially serious complications of flu, such as pneumonia, a lung infection, so it's recommended that they have a flu vaccine every year to protect themselves. The flu vaccine is offered free on the NHS annually to adults over the age of 18 at risk of flu, including everyone aged 65 and over, pregnant women, children aged between 2 and 9 years. Look out for more information at your local GP surgery or pharmacy, or visit website nhs.uk/staywell to find out more about who is eligible to have the vaccine, particularly for children.
Save over £70 and kickstart your healthy autumn. If you're looking to get healthier this autumn, you could be eligible to join Hampshire County Council's free 12-session programme with Weight Watchers. Weekly sessions last from 30 to 45 minutes, and you'll have access to an instant support network of people on the same journey as you, plus 16 weeks of access to a wealth of digital tools, including Weight Watchers' top-rated mobile app to help keep you motivated. Meetings take place in Bursledon, Eastleigh, West End, Boyot Wood, Hedge End, Fair Oak and Chandler's Ford. At Weight Watchers, you can eat all the foods you love. Nothing is off limits. Luke, a Weight Watchers member, says, "I couldn't do it without my meetings. They're invaluable and I've made lots of new friends there. Other members really inspire me and I hope my weight loss journey inspires them too." Find out more at website weightwatchers.com/UK/Hampshire or call 0345 602 7068 quoting WWR S095. To be eligible for the scheme, you must be over 16 years of age, have a body mass index of 30 or above. Weight Watchers can help you work this out online and on the phone.
Evening and weekend GP appointments. Local residents can now make evening and weekend appointments to see a GP or practice nurse at 6 centres across Hampshire. The clinics are open to everyone registered with GPs in the West Hampshire Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, area, which includes Eastleigh. They are provided by GPs, nurses and other healthcare staff who are employed specifically for these extended hours clinics and will ask people for consent to access their GP records. People can book routine appointments through their own surgery, but should call NHS 111 to make an urgent appointment when surgeries are closed. Dr. Sarah Schofield, the CCG chairman, said, "We're very pleased that this new service is up and running. We recognise that it's not always easy for people who may be at work during the day to see their GP." Cabinet Lead for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "It's great that this service is being provided for our residents, providing extended hours for health appointments. There are three centres in and around the borough. Hedge End Medical Centre, S030-4FQ. Badger Farm Surgery, Winchester, S022-4F. 4QB and Romsey Hospital SO517ZA. For more details, contact website westhampshireccg.nhs.uk. Accessible swimming sessions. Relaxed swimming sessions take place at Places Leisure Eastleigh on Monday afternoons. The Aqua Relax swimming sessions at Places Leisure Eastleigh offer calm, quiet pool time with accessible equipment and facilities and assistance from trained staff. You can relax and enjoy your swim in a safe and supportive environment. Swimming is a great way of reducing anxiety, improving mood, promoting fitness, and enhancing general well-being. Aqua Relax is perfect for anyone who would prefer to enjoy the benefits of swimming in a quieter, non-crowded environment. It is particularly suitable if you're living with dementia or care for someone who does. Sessions take place every Monday from 3 to 4pm. Sessions cost £2.50 and carers go free. For further information, please call 023 8068 4800.
Housing and development. Council acts to deliver much needed homes. As a council, we are committed to tackling the housing crisis by delivering much needed homes. We want to ensure that new housing developments offer a wide range of secure tenures to meet differing needs and levels of affordability. We want to make sure that development happens, but that it takes place with consideration for the local area and the needs of the wider community. We are doing this in a number of ways. Here are some examples. Necessary infrastructure, such as transport links before development. Burselden Road, former car boot sale site. Buying this land means we can help ease congestion on Hamble Lane by building a new road into the development. We will also keep open green space and maintain the gap with Southampton. As the land owner, we can ensure that the new road is built before the houses are occupied. The entry from the Lionheart Way mini roundabout on Hamble Lane will be closed, and access to the new development will be from Burselden Road. We made sure that a haul road was put in place to keep construction traffic off Hamble Lane. We have also made sure that around 60 of the homes are affordable housing.
Meeting local housing need and ensuring homes are delivered. Woodside Avenue, Eastleigh. We're delivering 94 homes for market and affordable rent in partnership with affordable housing provider that are related later in this edition. North Stoneham, Eastleigh. Providing 146 homes as a joint initiative with affordable housing provider Vivid to provide long-term market rental properties in addition to 196 affordable homes. The Willows, Hatch Farm, West End. Delivering 98 homes for market and affordable rent, as well as market sale in partnership with affordable housing provider Radian. Horton Heath. We've bought an area of development land with outline planning permission with a view to developing a new community of around 1,400 homes. As owner of the land, we can shape the development in terms of quality, mix and tenure of new homes together with the needs of the new community, such as local facilities, amenities and transport links. The site to the south and west of Horton Heath, including Chalcroft Farm and Fir Tree Farm, will receive a grant of around £10 million from Homes England as part of their accelerated construction programme. Ensuring the right homes are in the right places. The Council has successfully refused applications for unsustainable development on land across the borough and defended its decisions at independent inquiries. This includes Mallards Road, Burselton, Grange Road, Netley, and land at Bubb Lane, Hedge End.
When a house becomes a home. The current issue of high house prices and rents means that for many young people, it is still difficult to find a suitable place to live that they can afford. The new Woodside Avenue development is changing people's lives by giving the opportunity for them to have a home that they never thought they would have. The Woodside development consists of 94 new homes with a mix of properties for affordable rents and market rents. The project is a partnership between Eastleigh Borough Council and Vivid, Hampshire's largest provider of affordable homes. This is a partnership that is committed to providing more homes to help solve the desperate shortage in the region and tackle the challenge of homelessness.
Our own home is just amazing. Anita and Edward are two of the first tenants to take up residency in Woodside Avenue. Before the move, they had been living for 3 years with Edward's family, unable to afford to rent or buy anywhere, despite both working full-time as care workers. 15 months ago, they decided to start the process of bidding for an affordable rental property through Hampshire's Home Choice Scheme. It was often challenging, with the couple outbid on more than 60 properties in that time. But the couple always remained optimistic and patient. As the old adage says, all good things come to those who wait. 2 weeks after celebrating their third wedding anniversary, the couple finally picked up the keys to their new home. When we found out we had been successful, it was the most amazing feeling, said Anita. We really couldn't believe it. I can't even begin to tell you how emotional it was when we picked up the keys to the property. Our own home. It's the first time we have lived on our own together. It's really nice to be able to have our own space. Like so many people living on a minimum wage before successfully bidding for their flat, Anita and Edward were trapped in a vicious cycle, not earning enough to qualify for a mortgage and outpriced in the private rental market. We both work, but because we are on minimum wage, we couldn't get a mortgage, and it's so difficult to afford to rent privately, especially in this area, Anita explained. It got to the point where I didn't think we would ever be able to have a home of our own. When we were finally successful, it was unreal. We went from living in a bedroom at Edward's sister's house to having our own flat. This affordable rent home is perfect for us. It really suits our needs and means we can carry on living close to our work and family. She added, we feel so lucky to have qualified for this flat through the affordable rent scheme. It really is a dream to have our own space, our own home.
A new ground floor flat proves perfect. When Melissa fell down the stairs that led from her first floor flat, she and her partner, Scott, knew they had to try to find more suitable living accommodation. Melissa suffers from hypermobility syndrome and at the young age of 24 is medically retired. She can walk but no great distance and relies heavily on the use of a wheelchair. Living in a first floor flat was proving just too difficult, with Melissa often feeling trapped and isolated when Scott was at work. As a result, Melissa's occupational health team got involved, and the couple was moved up the priority list of Vivid Housing Association for a new home. Shortly afterwards, they were lucky enough to become one of the first residents of the new Woodside Avenue development, picking up the keys to a lovely and practical one-bedroom ground floor flat. It's open plan, so I can move around more easily in my wheelchair. The doorways are nice and wide, and all the floors are the same level, which is really helpful. Since moving in, the couple has watched Woodside Avenue transform from a building site with no residents into the makings of a lively and bustling new community. "There's a new community growing right round us," said Scott. "It's nice to see so many people settling in. We're making new friends and we've even had our neighbours pop in for a cup of tea." Melissa added, "We feel so lucky to be here. We wouldn't be able to afford a place like this without the availability of affordable rental homes. It's made such a difference to our lives. We're really happy here. It feels like home."
Local plan. Eastleigh Borough local plan thanks to all who had their say. The consultation on Eastleigh's local plan has now closed. Thank you to all those who attended one of our 15 events across the borough and those who took the time to give us their views about the future plans for Eastleigh Borough. For 6 weeks, from the 25th of June to the 8th of August, we asked residents to have their say on the Eastleigh Borough local plan, known as the Regulation 19 consultation. This was your opportunity to give us your views about the plan. Tell us if you supported or objected to the policies within it, and tell us if you think our plan is sound. Drop-in sessions. During the 6 weeks, we held 15 drop-in sessions across the borough, where residents came to find out more about the plan and how they could respond. Nearly 1,200 local people attended these events. They came with lots of questions for our planning team, who were able to give people the information they needed and clarify some of the issues about what is in the plan and why. These are some of the most common questions that we were asked, along with the responses. Question: why do we have to build so many houses? Answer: to meet the long-term needs of the borough, which is calculated using a standard method set out by government. Question: won't they all be big, expensive properties when we need affordable homes? Answer: no, we will ensure that a range of property types and sizes are built. Question: are you building on ancient woodland? Answer: we are preserving ancient woodland and wildlife corridors around it, following the advice of conservation specialists.
Responses to the consultation. Overall, we had around 3,000 individuals or organisations respond to our consultation, either online, by email or in writing. This included a large number who responded via the Woodland Trust, who provided a simple online form to enable people to have their say on a specific issue relating to the protection of woodlands in the borough. The local plan is a large and complex document with a wide range of supporting evidence, which was all published just before we started the consultation. In order to make this as accessible as possible for residents to navigate, we split the plan into a number of topics, so people were able to find the information of most interest to them and comment on as much or as little as they chose. Next steps. The planning team are now reading all the comments we have received. We are also working on an overall analysis of the consultation, the topics and policies people most commented on, and a summary of those comments. We will publish these in the autumn. The next stage is for us then to submit the plan, together with all the comments we have received during this consultation, to the Planning Inspectorate. They will appoint an independent inspector who will assess all of this evidence. This again is a fairly lengthy process that will include a public examination of the plan where both residents and the council can put forward their evidence. This is so that the inspector can get a clearer picture before making a final decision. The key things that the planning inspector will be looking for are: have we got enough housing and employment space? have we chosen sites that are most appropriate, based on the evidence? Can the development be delivered during the 20 years covered by the plan? We are very grateful for all of the comments that we have received and pleased to see such a great level of interest in Eastleigh's future. Reports on the consultation will be published in October. Once a planning inspector has been appointed and we have a clear idea of the timetable for the inspection, we will also publish this online. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/localplan 2016-2036, or email localplan@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Countryside. Save our Swifts. Can you help? The borough is home to undoubtedly one of the most dramatic and iconic birds to visit the UK to breed in the summer. The swift is the fastest flying bird in the world in level flight, up to 70 miles an hour. They spend all their lives airborne except when they land in their nest sites to breed. The borough has a number of colonies of swifts, particularly in central Eastleigh. They remain very faithful to their nest sites, with some sites in the country being used for hundreds of years. Unfortunately, over the years, their nest sites have been blocked off as properties are renovated, re-roofed or repaired, which is resulting in swifts rapidly declining in Hampshire. We are keen to help swifts to continue to nest in Eastleigh, and there are two ways you can help. One, record any nesting sites you're aware of so these can be listed and protected. You can do so at website hampshireswifts.co.uk/survey. Two, if you had swifts nearby this summer and have a property which is two stories or more, why not consider putting up a swift nest box? Hampshire Swifts can advise you on where to put them and what boxes to use. They can also supply boxes at a cost of just £20 plus a £5 fee for installation, and you would be able to help these fabulous birds. For more information, visit website hampshireswifts.co.uk or email info@hampshireswifts.co.uk.
Itchen Valley Country Park flags a decade of success. Itchen Valley Country Park celebrates receiving a 10th consecutive Green Flag Award that puts it among the best open spaces in the country. The council-operated Itchen Valley Country Park is celebrating a decade of success in the scheme, which is a nationally recognised mark of quality. The award, now in its 22nd year, is run by the Keep Britain Tidy charity. A green flag flying from a pole is a sign to visitors that a park is well maintained and run to the highest possible standards with excellent facilities. Chair of the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, Councillor Cynthia Garton, said, "Our country parks are hugely important in promoting health and biodiversity in our borough. Receiving a Green Flag Award for 10 years in a row is an enormous achievement and reflects the hard work and expertise of the Itchen Valley Country Park team. With new improvements, including the exciting new cafe and indoor play area, we're confident that the park will be an even bigger favourite with residents and visitors. We're very grateful to Keep Britain Tidy for a decade of recognition." Find out more about Itchen Valley Country Park at website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP.
What's on? Eastleigh remembers, marking the end of the First World War. A day of activities marking the centenary year of the end of the First World War will bring military vehicles and a reenactment of a field hospital, as well as music, dance and educational items to the centre of Eastleigh. Eastleigh Remembers, which takes place on Saturday the 15th of September from 11am to 5pm, is a free event designed to give a flavour of both the First and Second World Wars. It takes place on the Lee Road Recreation Ground, the site of a major clearing hospital for casualties during the 1914-18 conflict. Attractions include a reenactment of a First World War field hospital, vintage military vehicles from Military Education Trust, a display of knitwear through the ages, military service and community stalls, and there's even a chance to try your hand at semaphore. Entertainment will be provided by international Dame Vera Lynn tribute artist Diane James, the Romsey Old Cadets Marching Band, the Spitfires, 14th Eastleigh Scout and Guide Band, Hampshire Youth Dance Company, and the Lindy Club Swing Dance. Eastleigh Remembers is organised by the Council's Eastleigh Local Area Committee, ELAC. Chair of ELAC, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "Eastleigh Remembers is part of a series of events paying tribute to the contribution made by the borough and its residents during wartime. I'm sure that visitors will find the event informative and entertaining." Eastleigh Film Festival, 24th to 29th of September. To find out more and to buy tickets, visit website Eastleigh Film Festival, all one word, .com, or call the box office on 023 8065 2333.
Autumn at the Point, Eastleigh. The Point's autumn season features family theatre, circus, and the return of its annual film festival. The venue's family theatre programme features This Egg's Me and My Bee on the 6th of October, the classic The Tiger Who Came to Tea on the 13th and 14th of October, and the much-loved Alice in Wonderland by Let's All Dance on the 25th of October. Storytime, the Point's enchanting storytelling sessions for 3 to 7-year-olds, takes place on the 15th of September and the 27th of October. Leela Dance presents their show The Hotel Experience on the 11th of October, and audiences will be wowed by circus delights in Shift by Barely Methodical Troupe on the 19th and 20th of October. Stand-up comedian Hal Cruttendon presents a new show, Chubster, on the 20th of September, as seen on Have I Got News for You and Bake Off Extra Slice. This is a must for any comedy fan. The venue's live screen series features the Royal Shakespeare Company's The Merry Wives of Windsor on the 17th of September and Matthew Bourne's Cinderella on the 22nd of October. For further information and to book tickets, visit the website thepointeastleigh, one word, .co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333.
Autumn at the Bury Theatre. The highly anticipated Dad's Army Radio Hour launches the venue's theatre programme the 12th of October as two actors play 25 characters in this must-see staging of three classic radio episodes based on favourite scripts from the original TV series. Stand-up comedian Robert Newman lights up the stage with Total Eclipse of Descartes, the 24th of October. Join Newman as he attempts to piece together a philosophy for our troubled times with plenty of laughs along the way. families will love the delightful Tabby McTat, the 25th of October, based on the beloved book by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler. This charming family show features original songs and stunning set design that every age can enjoy. The venue has a great season of live screen, showing some of the capital's best new theatre with National Theatre Live, presenting encores of Julie, the 20th of September, and King Lear, the 11th of October. Saturday Storytime returns for three dates in autumn, the 22nd of September, 22nd of October, and the 3rd of November, inviting families to step into a magical storytelling wood. The venue's popular Hedge End Residence Day also forms part of the season, offering local families the chance to visit for free on Monday the 22nd of October and enjoy a special storytime session or family film Teen Titans Go to the Movies. For further information and to book tickets, visit website theberrytheatre.co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. Eastleigh Town Centre Car Boot Sale. Every Thursday and Saturday from 9am to 1pm, Lee Road Marketplace and Car Park. For more information, call 023 8068 8384 or visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/car boot sale.
West End residents to give their views on artworks. Do you live in the West End area? If so, what does the village mean to you? Eastleigh Borough Council has asked that question because we want the thoughts and inspiration of residents for new pieces of public art that will form part of the West End Heritage Trail. The council is using developers' money to create replacement boundary signs and an artwork for the Barrett's new housing development. The new boundary signs will replace the dilapidated boards that are currently in place in Botley Road and High Street at either end of the village centre. Their replacement presents an opportunity to create something more visually appealing that welcomes visitors, reflects the area's history, and incorporates the views of local people about what characterises their village and parish. A new artwork will also form the centrepiece to the Pavilion's housing scheme, drawing on the Botley Road site's fascinating history. Formerly Moor Green Hospital, the handsome Victorian building at the heart of the development was originally built as the area's workhouse. Chair of the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, Councillor Cynthia Garton, said, West End has a very strong identity, and there is a high level of civic pride in the village. We hope local residents will give their ideas to the artists working on the two projects, to create artworks that help tell a story about West End's heritage, its attractions and its people. To take part in the public art consultation, send your ideas and any relevant material to West End Art, all one word, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Your vote matters, don't lose it. You will have recently received a household inquiry form, HEF, at your address, which lists the residents currently registered at your property. This information needs to be checked to ensure residents are correctly registered on the electoral register. Householders must respond as soon as possible to confirm or change details by visiting website householdresponse.com/Eastleigh. It's quick and easy. The information is used to confirm your address for voting and if you are applying for credit, such as a mortgage or personal loan. If you're not registered, you may be refused credit as well as losing your right to have your say in any forthcoming elections. Confirm your details securely and quickly online. Legally, you must respond. The next register of electors will be published on the 1st of December.
Economy. Business conference highlights best practice. Eastleigh has already been voted a business-friendly location, and this year's Eastleigh Business Conference highlighted what the council and its partners are doing to make the borough a healthier and greener home for companies and their people. The event was voted a success by delegates and described as a very informative and interesting evening. The conference at The Point Eastleigh, which is growing in popularity as a venue for business events, brought together senior representatives from some of the borough's big brands, as well as up-and-coming companies who shared their knowledge and best practice. This was complemented by the expertise of council specialists across a range of areas, including business rates, planning, and environmental health. A new award scheme for Eastleigh Health and Sustainability Achievers, recognising companies who do most to promote an environmentally friendly and health-orientated approach to doing business, was launched at the event. It is sponsored by Taylor Wimpey, and the awards were presented by Councillor Derek Pretty, the Council's Cabinet Member for Economy. A Made in Eastleigh Showcase. A key part of the conference was the accompanying exhibition of innovative Eastleigh-based companies, including Splash Maps, the wearable map business that recycles plastic bottles for its fabric, Game Makers Arica and Quirk, 3D modeller Cadical, designer makers from the Sorting Office Creative Hub, and KCC Packaging, whose products are made from low-carbon, recyclable materials or biodegradable plant sources, and who provided plates for the conference catering.
Places Leisure Eastleigh wins more awards. Eastleigh's new leisure centre has scooped two further awards, this time for the benefit it brings to the local community, as well as for the excellence of its engineering. Places Leisure Eastleigh received an Institution of Civil Engineers South East Award in the Community Benefit category. The award reflects the excellent feedback the council, who developed the centre, and operators, Places for People Leisure, have received from users of the venue. The awards highlight how Places Leisure Eastleigh is home to HealthWorks, the council's flagship for promoting well-being and healthier lifestyles. Its inclusive design and facilities encourage an increase in physical activity and tackle wider issues of mental health, social isolation, and community cohesion. The centre also received the ICES Engineering Excellence Award at the event. It was picked up by engineering partners in the scheme, ARUP. The ICE Awards are the latest accolades received by Places Leisure Eastleigh. The centre was recently named Best Large Commercial Project in the LABC Southeast Building Excellence Awards 2018. Awarded by the Local Authority Building Control professional body. Councillor Tonya Craig, the Council's Cabinet Member with responsibility for health, said, "It is great news that Places Leisure Eastleigh has been recognised, both for its quality as a superbly designed and constructed building, but also as an example of the Council's commitment to promoting physical activity and a healthy borough."
Greener Borough. Lakeside Centre scoops top international environmental award. Eastleigh Borough Council's Lakeside Centre has scooped a prestigious international award for its eco-friendly design and energy performance. The centre, located within Eastleigh's stunning Lakeside Country Park, saw off stiff competition from more than 100 entrants to be awarded an International Green Apple Environment Award in honour of its environmentally friendly construction. Organised by the Green Organisation, an independent, non-political, non-profit group, the Green Apple Environment Awards recognise environmental best practice around the world. The architects responsible for the project, RH Partnership, were honoured by the judges for their sustainable design for the visually striking low-energy building. Chair of Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "I am delighted that our Lakeside Centre has been internationally recognised at the Green Environmental Awards. It was always the aim of the project team to make the building as environmentally friendly as possible, and this award proves we are successful in that aim." Built in 2015, the Lakeside Centre nestles sympathetically within Lakeside Country Park's 22 hectares of lakes, wet meadows and woodland. As well as coexisting beautifully within its tranquil setting, the centre, which is made up of several buildings, is designed to be highly energy and water efficient, using ground source heat, solar power and harvested rainwater. It also features a green roof consisting of a native and wildflower grass planting system, which is designed to complement the park's insect and wildlife habitat. If you would like to find out more about room hire, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/lakeside.
Switch energy suppliers with us. You could save over £350. Join residents who've already switched their energy supplier with us and have collectively saved over £40,500. Working with independent energy switching service, Energy Links, we've made switching as easy as possible, searching all the suppliers to find you the best deal in minutes. 20% of all users over the last 60 days, between the 8th of June and the 6th of August 2018, achieved a saving of at least £374.48. The maximum saving was £2,379. Save money. Don't be one of the 30% of households who've never switched, spending way more than they need to on their energy bills. Switching will not only save you money, but will help us to support someone vulnerable in our borough. For each switch, we receive a fee that we'll reinvest into making homes more energy efficient for those in need. Why switch with us? You could save hundreds of pounds a year. Our service is independent of any energy company. It's hassle-free. You'll get a quote in minutes. There's no gap in service. We highlight all the energy switch guarantee energy providers. Get your quote online now at website eastleigh.gov.uk/switch.
Your local area, Eastleigh. Residents' ideas shape Pirelli Park. The thoughts of local residents on Pirelli Park in central Eastleigh are being incorporated into a new design for the popular area of open space. The council asked local people about what they most enjoy about the park and what they would like to see changed, with the most popular ideas being incorporated into the new design. The consultation that included a community event asked questions about activities that residents would like to see taking place in the park. This includes community events, playing games, or just relaxing. Residents were sent the results earlier in the summer. The survey's findings suggest that people would like Pirelli Park to be a safe, peaceful place to unwind, but many thought it lacked facilities and the play area needed improving. Most people used it as a walking route or shortcut. Suggestions for improvements included new play equipment, better seating, a fitness trail, and a wild garden. The transformation will be funded by contributions from developers. The new design for the park, off Brightwire Crescent, will be shared with residents for comment as soon as it is ready. Campbell Road Play Area. New goalposts were installed on the Campbell Road Play Area in time for the summer holidays, and £20,000 worth of further improvements are on their way. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee is currently getting quotes for new equipment and will be pulling together proposals for the play area improvements in consultation with local residents. New bins for rec. New dual-purpose bins, which will accommodate both general waste and dog waste, are being installed in the Lee Road Recreation Ground. Additional bins will also be provided around the Point Dancing Stage area.
Mella voted a great success. Eastleigh Mella took place in July and attracted thousands of visitors to the town. The day-long festival, celebrating the borough's Asian and other cultures, filled the Lee Road Recreation Ground with music, colours and the aromas of wonderful food. Feedback has been excellent, and it was clearly an enjoyable day for all involved. The rec hosted a number of great events over the summer, including the Points Summer Social, Eastleigh Unwrapped and the Chili Festival. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. In Eastleigh, 7 p.m. until the 27th of November at Eastleigh House. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC, that's E-L-A-C, lowercase, or contact Guy Riddoch, the area manager, on 023 8068 3369 or email at guy.riddoch, that's R-I-D-D-O-C-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury. New youth group for Fryan. A new youth group has been set up in the Fryan area. Local young people have been quick to welcome the arrival of Stella and her Y Zone youth work team, who now hold sessions in the area every Thursday. The youth group, which is funded by a partnership between the Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury Local Area Committee and the Parish Council, operates at Fryan Pavilion and welcomes years 6, 7 and 8 from 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. and years 9, 10, 11 and all up to and including 17-year-olds are welcome from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Young people or their families who would like to know more are welcome to contact the team on 07815 069 138. Make room for fire engines. Residents are being asked to think about access for fire engines and other emergency vehicles when deciding where to park. Recently, a fire engine was unable to get close to a blaze in Chandler's Ford, making it difficult for firefighters to deal with the incident. Parking can be a problem in some areas, and residents are being asked to park considerably and, where possible, consider walking a little further if it keeps you and your neighbours safer in an emergency. Have your say on Hiltonbury Lakes. A feasibility study to plan the future care and maintenance of Hiltonbury Lakes has been commissioned by the Local Area Committee. residents will be asked how they use the much-loved local space and will get the chance to say how they would like it to be used and managed in the future. Consultation details will be published on the council's website, or you can speak to staff on site to find out more.
Watchful neighbours. New neighbourhood watch signs are appearing around Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, thanks to a grant from the LAC. Looking out for each other's welfare is clearly a high priority for residents, with the area having one of the highest numbers of neighbourhood watch groups in the borough. Local councillors acknowledge the part the schemes play in community safety by providing the grant for the smart new signs to increase awareness of the scheme. Dementia Guide for Businesses. The Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury Dementia Action Group has produced a quick reference guide for businesses and community groups. The guide provides information on the benefits of being dementia aware and how companies can access local Dementia Friends training to help them support the needs of their customers affected by the condition. Members of the group plan to visit businesses and community groups in the autumn to promote the guide and encourage them to get involved. For more information about the Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury Action Group, or to request a copy of the guide, please email cfhdag@gmail.com. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7pm on the 12th of September and the 17th of October at the Dovetail Centre. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact Min Partner, Local Area Manager, on 023 8068 8439 or email at min.partner@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound. New hub opening soon. Funded by Eastleigh Borough Council, the new Mercury Library and Community Hub building in the High Street, Hamble, is due to be completed at the end of August. It will open in the coming weeks following a 2-week fit-out period. Run by volunteers and overseen by Eastleigh Borough Council and Hamble the Rice Parish Council, the building will offer various community services that will develop over time. The Mercury name relates to the training ship Mercury, which was moored on the River Hamble between 1892 and 1968. The final march of the Mercury Old Boys on Saturday, the 22nd of September, will include a naming ceremony for the hub and the presentation of a large-scale model of the T.S. Mercury that will be on display in the building. If you are interested in volunteering at the hub, please contact the Parish Council on 023 8045 3422. Coronation Parade. Work on Coronation Parade, Hamble, is now underway. The car park spaces on Coach Road have been completed, and work on the parade itself started in August. The works are funded by the Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound Local Area Committee, the LAC, the Parish Council and Tesco Bags of Help. It will deliver a much-needed refresh of the parade, including new paving, decorative railings, trees and lighting. The council's contractors have been asked to keep any disruption to an absolute minimum during the 2 to 3 month build time. Improving Hamble Sports Complex. Improvements at Hamble Sports Complex have been funded by the LAC in exchange for community access to the facility. The LAC has contributed £125,000 of developer contributions to support Hampshire County Council's new partnership with SLM Limited to run the complex. In return, the County Council and SLM Limited will sign up to a community use agreement to support the Council's objectives to support local youths and older people.
Netley funding. New benches and a lectern are among £17,000 worth of improvements to the centre of Netley. They will be put in place to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the First World War. The improvements are funded by developer contributions to Hound Parish Council. The local area committee has also committed £1,000 to support the autism group that meets at Pylons Wood Community Centre. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound, 6 p.m, 20th of September and 22nd of November, Hamble Primary School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact Matt Blythe, Local Area Manager, on 02380688311 or email matthew.blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Carnival is coming. Bishopstoke Carnival, which takes place on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of September, will have a distinctly nautical feel. The theme of this year's event is Under the Sea. Money collected during the parade is given to local charities and community groups, and volunteer help is always gratefully received. You can make an application for Carnival Grant before Friday the 7th of September and find more details at website bishopstokepc.org. Sayers Road Play Area. Bishopstoke Parish Council has been delighted with the reaction to the wonderful new play area on Sayers Road. As with all our play areas, anyone who witnesses or is disturbed by any antisocial behaviour is encouraged to contact the police by calling 101. Silhouettes, lest we forget. Bishopstoke Parish Council has a soldier silhouette provided by Eastleigh Borough Council as part of the British Legion Lest We Forget campaign to commemorate the centenary of the end of the First World War. Fallen tree at Fair Oak Cemetery. Fair Oak Parish Council and Wyvern College showed a great example of partnership working after a 70-foot Monterey pine in the adjoining cemetery fell, crashing onto the college tennis courts. Thankfully, no one was hurt, and the Parish Council has said a big thank you to everyone who rallied to help.
Fair Oak Carnival. Do you have ideas for future Fair Oak Carnivals? Following the carnival on Saturday the 30th of June, the parish is asking for residents' views on the carnival and ideas for a future format. Residents can complete an online survey on the Parish Council's website, fairoak-pc.gov.uk. Woodland Community Centre. Are you a budding artist? Could you donate woodland-themed artwork to display in the new community centre? Anyone interested should contact bookings at fairoak-pc.gov.uk. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7 p.m, 19th of September and the 28th of November at Stoke Park Junior School. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. For information or for details of committees and agendas, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH, all lowercase, or contact Andy Thompson, local area manager, on 023 8068 8357, or email Andrew Thompson, that's Thompson with a P, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Hedge End, West End and Botley. New loos for West End. The Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee and West End Parish Council are feeling flushed with success following the opening of new public toilets in West End. The smart new loos were created in partnership with the Parish Council and are located near their offices. Most of the funding came from the Local Area Committee using developers' contributions and reserves. Berrywood Meadows, Hedge End. Residents requesting a space for youngsters to play football at Berrywood Meadows, located behind Berrywood School in Hedge End, were pleased that the area, which is mainly used by dog walkers, would be maintained to allow for a temporary kickabout area. This will be reviewed each year. Spruce up for the Aegeus Bowl stumps. The striking cricket-themed sculpture at the entrance to the Aegeus Bowl has received a wash and brush-up ahead of the cricket season. How's that? The public artwork depicting wickets being struck by a cricket ball was created in 2003 by sculptor Richard Farrington. Community grants. The annual community grants, funded by the Local Area Committee, can be applied for from September. Details will be on our website, eastleigh.gov.uk/our-community/community-grants.
Budgeons site, Hedge End. An application to develop the Budgeons supermarket site in Hedge End was refused by the LAC. This is now the subject of a planning inquiry, which will be held from Tuesday the 13th of November. The venue is the Aegeus Bowl, and local people, groups and organisations are welcome to attend to support the committee's decision to refuse planning permission. A second application has now been received for this site, which will be considered by the LAC on the 1st of October. Annual Community Games. The LAC was pleased to support the annual community games, which are organised by West End Parish Council. A grant of £300 was approved at the committee's July meeting. Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 1st of October and the 5th of November at the 2000 Centre, Hedge End. Dates, times and venues are subject to change. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/meetings. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB. B. Or contact Julia Birt, spelt B-I-R-T, the local area manager, on 023 8068 8437 or email julia.birt@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Do you own or live in a house of multiple occupancy, known as an HMO? If so, from the 1st of October 2018, the law is changing. Landlord, if your property is let to five or more persons, where at least one person is unrelated, your property will require a licence. Mandatory licensing will ensure properties aren't overcrowded and meet all the required health and safety levels. If you do not have a valid licence for an HMO after the 1st of October 2018, or have a valid application submitted to us, it will be a criminal offence to continue letting your HMO. Don't be caught out. Apply for your licence today at website eastleigh.gov.uk/HMO, all capital letters, licence, lowercase. Tenant, are you in a house share, bedsit or flat share? Are your sharing facilities such as kitchens, bathrooms and toilets? If so, your accommodation is likely to be a house of multiple occupancy, HMO. Your landlord has extra legal responsibilities if the house or flat you share with other tenants is an HMO. From the 1st of October 2018, HMOs which house five or more people where at least one person is unrelated will require a licence. It is your landlord's responsibility to obtain and display a licence, and failure to do so is a criminal offence. Mandatory licensing will ensure properties aren't overcrowded and are safe places for people to live. Landlords of HMOs must ensure proper fire safety measures are in place, including working smoke alarms. Annual gas safety checks are undertaken. All electrics are checked every 5 years. There are enough cooking and bathroom facilities for the number living there. If you believe your property is an HMO and requires a licence, or you feel your landlord is neglecting their repair responsibilities, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/housing/r-u-renting for more information.
Tackling empty homes. The Council is strongly committed to increasing the supply of homes and recognises that empty homes are a source of this supply. We seek opportunities to bring empty properties back into use. We also provide advice and financial assistance to help address the condition of properties. Latest government statistics say 1.7% of the borough's housing stock is defined as vacant. And although low compared to the rest of the country, our data reports that over 56,000 properties in the borough, around 910 domestic properties, are classed as vacant. We firstly try to work with the owner of the empty property, helping them to bring the property back into use. If it is apparent that an owner has no intention of bringing their property back into use, we have a number of powers to bring the property back into use with the cost of any action passed back to the owner. The Council is keen to provide owners of empty properties with any assistance that we can, particularly around repair works. If you are the owner of an empty dwelling, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/housing/empty-property. Community Governance Review Update. In November 2017, Eastleigh Borough Council started a community governance review of the borough. Community governance refers to the most local level of decision making, which is carried out by parish and town councils in England. From time to time, it's important for the council to review these arrangements, including their boundaries and number of councillors in each area, to check that they are working effectively and efficiently. These reviews have no impact on addresses or school catchments. In July 2018, the council approved a number of changes following consultation with parish councils and residents and a ballot in one of the areas. These include a change to four parish boundaries between Hound and Burselden, Hamble-le-Rice and Hound, Burselden and Hedge End, and Fair Oak and Horton Heath and West End. There are also minor changes to parish council wards and polling areas. All residents that live in areas which are affected will have already heard from us during the consultation and will receive further information about what these changes mean to them.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO50 9YN. The telephone number is 023 8068 8000. Our Twitter account is at EastleighBC. Our Facebook account is /EastleighBC. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/newsletter. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for autumn 2018 and was presented to you by Jenny, Madeline, Joyce and Susie. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Madeline.
Bye.
Joyce and Susie.